They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
That distant rumbling may be interest rates about to erupt. About 7 hours from now, U.S. central bankers will send the bulletin that they're making it more expensive to borrow money in America. It's likely they raise their key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point to as much as 2.5%, highest since just before the 2008 financial crisis. But you could look at it this way. The Fed funds rate was right up against 20% back in 1981. NASDAQ futures are up 1.4% after profits at Google's parent Alphabet did okay. Could have been worse. Ad revenue was stronger than expected. The stock's up 3.5% in pre-market trading now. Microsoft's pre-market price is up 3.8% after its profits came in low, but it was upbeat about the quarters to come. S&P futures are up 0.9%. Boeing is among the companies scheduled to report spring profits today. The aerospace giant has had some tough years. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has a preview.
The pandemic stunted the public's appetite for traveling by air, and with it, orders for commercial airplanes like Boeing's. But demand is back, and Boeing isn't meeting it, says Richard Abulafia of Aerodynamic Advisory.
There's really not a problem with orders. The problem is delivering aircraft. Part of that is general difficulties with the supply chain,
including the ability to source engines. Meanwhile, production flaws prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to impose more oversight to certify some of the company's planes for flight. Abulafia says Boeing hasn't delivered any new 787 passenger jets to eager airlines in over a year.
In theory, that's going to restart any week now. But in reality, there's been a lot of false starts, and it's really hard to say.
This as Boeing faces more federal regulation in the aftermath of two deadly crashes involving its 737 MAX jetliner. Boeing's defense unit is also facing headwinds despite increased demand following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, says Art Wheaton at Cornell. This week, almost 2,500 Boeing workers making military aircraft and weapons voted to strike.
The three facilities going out on strike are highly profitable, in huge demand, and are of significant military importance.
Wheaton says U.S. national security interests could end up being a factor in labor negotiations.
The workers have some leverage at the bargaining table because of the product they make.
And the skills they bring to a unit that's traditionally offered Boeing a cushion in lean times. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
For companies sick and tired of paying more for scarce job seekers, robots are starting to look even more attractive. Orders for automation and automatons went up by a record 40% in a year. We keep a wary eye out on this workplace technology, given advances in machine learning and robot sophistication. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been looking through recent studies. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Science fiction's always loved this, right? Not just robots, but tech in the workplace in general.
Right. And of course, you've seen the 1957 romantic comedy Desk Set, and it really captures that 1950s fear that mainstream computers would replace humans on the job.
Yeah, well, 2022 fear. Machines kill off jobs, but we're told they create many more jobs that are less backbreaking, less dangerous, and reduced in drudgery. Now, that's the standard economic view, but maybe this time is different.
Well, the fear is clear, but the evidence and data, less so. Take a widely cited economic study estimating that 47% of jobs are susceptible to automation between 2010 and 2030. So, an economist, Michael Handel, at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, he took a deep dive into those occupations most vulnerable to substitution by robots and AI, artificial intelligence. In his detailed studies, looked at their job growth over the past two decades and projected job growth rates from 2019 to 2029.
So he looked at all this. Who wins, robots or humans?
Well, he concludes, the fear that automation will cause widespread job loss has been greatly exaggerated in the past, and this time, he expects that history will repeat itself. In a number of cases like personal financial advisors, technology complements the job and leads to job growth. In other cases, okay, welders. Technology is a substitute for workers, but most of the time and many times, technology alters the mix of jobs and needed worker skills.
That last point about technology disrupting jobs and leading to changes in the labor market is a major theme of, actually, you say a lot of economic history studies?
Absolutely. And the conclusion of so many economic history studies that I've looked at is that the main impact of technology is how much they change the skills needed in the job market.
All right. But how do we get the skills to people who need the skills to compete with the machines?
Here's my takeaway. Don't fear the march of the robots. Worry instead that too many workers will be left to their own devices in dealing with massive job changes driven by automation. You know, you can have some innovative, well-funded policy interventions like wage insurance and wage subsidies and investments in expanding apprenticeships and worker training programs. Actions like these will help workers share in the job-generating benefits of automation.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
And look at all the online kvetching about Unilever's decision to permanently discontinue a 40-year ice cream truck favorite, the Choco Taco, sold under the Klondike brand. Unilever says it's trying to guarantee supply of every treat it offers by slimming down the variety. The prospect of no more Choco Tacos seems to have left a void in the lives of a lot of people as the news spreads here. Here's what you do, people. Get one of them Stroop waffles they hand you on the plane, steam it so you can engineer a U-shaped bend in the middle, ladle in the ice cream you churned, dip it in the chocolate you melted, dredge it through the nuts you chopped, and there, hour and a half later, a handy-dandy Choco Taco clone. You're welcome. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.